For years, going to school in the Central Valley has sounded something like this. But later this month, One Valley School District will begin to plug in and replace the clatter of diesel engines and the smell of exhaust with the quiet hum of electric power, with what's being called the first all-electric school bus in the nation.
We're really proud of the fact that this first all-electric school bus is being demonstrated right here in our backyard in Reedley.
That's Samir Sheikh, Director of Strategies and Incentives for the Valley Air District, which helped the Kings Canyon Unified School District pay for about two-thirds of the cost of the $230,000 bus. On the outside, the bus, which is currently on a tour of trade shows and other media events, looks a lot like any other bus, aside from the fluorescent green wheels. It's big, it's yellow, and seats 42 students. But to John Clements, it's something closer to a thrill ride.
It's kind of like going to Disneyland and you've never been on the Matterhorn before. You see it, but until you ride in it and you drive it and you go, wow, it has an awe factor to it.
Clements is the director of transportation for the district, which covers around 600 square miles in eastern Fresno County, from the valley floor all the way to Kings Canyon National Park. Each year, the district's nearly 70 buses travel over 1 million miles through some of the most polluted air in the nation. He hopes this new bus will do its part in helping to change that.
This first E-Trans bus that we're receiving will go on a route from Reedley to Orange Cove and back, morning and afternoon, and will serve the needs of the Orange Cove community with door-to-door service for some of our special needs children. And so it will be within the 80-mile capacity.
Clements says area residents are excited to be pioneers in clean transportation.
It means that you can operate a school bus that puts out zero pollutants. There's no PM10s to worry about. There's no NOx. It's a remarkable thing for the San Joaquin Valley.
While the idea of an all-electric school bus may be new, the technology underneath has been in production since the 1930s. That's when chassis manufacturer Smith Electric began building all-electric milk trucks to make morning deliveries in the UK.
And the milk float was used by the two largest dairy companies in the UK to deliver milk door-to-door. So it was absolutely standard practice that you set your milk bottles out on your back step. This product was developed. It's been in service for over 50 years. And Dairy Crest, who's still our largest customer, has about 1,500 of those on the road today.
That's Smith Electric CEO Brian Hansel. The company opened its U.S. operation in Kansas City in 2009, where it makes electric delivery trucks for customers like Frito-Lay and Staples. And beneath the school bus body, it's that same chassis and motor that powers the Kings Canyon bus, known as the E-Trans. One common problem with electric cars has been limited range. You can only drive so far before the battery is depleted, and a recharge isn't as quick as a fill-up at the pump. But according to Hansel, the predictability and limited routes of school buses make them a perfect fit for electric power.
If you start to think about what we have a vehicle with a finite amount of energy, just like an airplane. You kind of have to know where you're going before you leave so you can put the right amount of fuel on board. That's very critical in the application of a commercial EV, and nothing defines that better than a school bus, right? They know every single day the exact route. So at 8:02 every morning, they know exactly where they're going to be at which corner, and that predictability really enables us to right-size the battery.
Clements says the new electric bus will have other advantages as well, from reduced maintenance costs to less reliance on rapidly rising diesel prices.
Currently, diesel buses require extreme maintenance to get that lower emission achievement. We have these diesel particulate filters, for example, that have to be plugged in every day to electricity to heat them up and cook them off. So our thought was, wow, we can plug in an electric bus and get some go for that electricity that we're using.
The school district recently announced plans to purchase two additional electric buses, thanks to support from the Air Resources Board. Those will be loaned out to other Valley districts to help spread interest in the new technology. Samir Sheikh says he can see the technology catching on, despite the cost, which is currently about twice as much as a conventional bus.
If we're able to find other school districts that are willing to demonstrate these types of vehicles, we could provide some additional funding for those types of projects.
The first E-Trans bus is expected to return from the show circuit and get its final CHP inspection later this month. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.